Outdoor lighting at a women's shelter, color-coded recycling bins, and adaptive culinary classes. Those are just a few things the latest round of grant funding from the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation will support. The local foundation distributed about $19,000 in grant funding this year. Many of those awards were handed out at a ceremony last week. The Chilkat Valley Community Foundation is like a permanent fund to help support the dozens of nonprofits in Haines.
We're always trying to think of how we can help people, how the quality of life can be better here, how people can live in Haines, stay in Haines, have a great family life.
Crystal Badgley is the foundation co-chair. The endowment that started about 8 years ago has grown to $473,000. Each year, a portion of the interest from the endowment is distributed to nonprofits.
From children to older people to pets to arts to sports, you know, we fund a little bit of all of that.
You can see the variety of services the foundation supports in the list of 14 nonprofits that received grant funding this year. The largest amount went to the Chilkat Valley Preschool, which is in the middle of an ambitious relocation project. The preschool plans to build an addition onto the Haines Senior Center. Here's Lexi DeWitt.
A lot of you know that we're so excited to be embarking on this journey as a community in the final stages of this project. Seems like it's finally in our grasp. It's been a long, hard 4 years of work that's finally paying off, and we can't wait to see how the final stages go in the upcoming months.
The Community Foundation awarded the preschool $1,500 at the awards ceremony. But earlier in the year, the foundation gave an interim gift of $3,500. Aleka Fullerton, who presented the awards, said the foundation took that unusual step
because they really needed it. As you all know, I'm sure, they were in a real big push, and we wanted to be a part of that.
Many of the other grants were in the $1,000 range. They support longtime institutions like the Sheldon Museum and new nonprofits, like the safe house called Becky's Place that opened last year. Jackie Mazakis accepted that $1,500 grant.
We have a safe house here in town for women and children in abusive situations, and the money that you guys have blessed us with, we're so thankful, is going to go towards outdoor lighting and security cameras.
By coincidence, an $800 grant to the Haines Senior Village will also pay for new lighting. Here's director Valerie McCandless.
And as of today, we have seven households of residents that are 80 years old or older living independently at the village. And so you are doing something wonderful to help them see well through these upcoming winters, and we thank you.
Many of the nonprofits that apply for Community Foundation grants ask for help with basic operating expenses. That's the case with the Haines Avalanche Information Center, Dolphin Swim Team, and Haines Hotshots. Shane Horton from the Hotshots brought one of the team's stars, Dawson Holm, to accept a $750 grant.
He won everything there was to win in his age division.
Horton said the Youth Target Shooting Club is following in the footsteps of the Community Foundation and starting its own endowment. Foundation supporter Joanne Ross Cunningham said it's important to have a long-term vision for Haines nonprofits.
In this magnificently located community, far away from major world troubles, far away from the bustle of the lower 48, we have the opportunity to shape and build community to some extent to our own liking. Bit by bit, we can each make a difference.
The Community Foundation grants may become even more influential in years to come. That's because some in the Haines Borough have voiced opposition to the government's annual distribution of nonprofit grant funding. That conversation is likely to continue at the next assembly meeting on December 13th. That's when about $63,000 in borough grant funding to several nonprofits is up for approval. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.